I figure the kid's about 3-4 years old, tops, right? Couldn't be more than 5, because after 5 they get, you know, formed in a certain way. Get minds, opinions, what have you, start catching on, right? Look out. So, a little fatty kid, right? Shirt, suspenders.
A jumper?
No, like a German thing. A German's wearing.
A uniform?
Oh, like the German dancers in the beer halls. Christ, the Bavarians.
Lederhosen?
Right, like at Disneyland. Kids get on a Lederhosen, got dimply cheeks.
Dear.
Whole picture.
Whole God.
Kid thing, and I just pick him up. I could just about scoop him up my one arm and go, went, kid, you got the whole world in your future. Because you want to lie to kids, you know? Something about the way they trust you with those eyes. Kid, whole world in your future. Big lie. And the kid goes back to me, just as loud as hell, as loud as I'll get out. Uncle Mick, you got the whole world up your butt.
Oh, no!
Yeah, I couldn't be more than 2 years old.
2 years old?
The whole church turns around, and this is my father's funeral. Oh. Yeah. I'm supposed to be on kid muzzle duty. This fatty kid's suggesting just as loud as holy hell that my butt's more round than a person should be in his midget opinion.
I hate church. All those kids screaming.
Ah, screaming because they want to be outside, you know, rolling around in the grass, kicking the crap out of each other, whatnot.
I'm glad we got married at the city hall.
And got the ring on layaway?
Ain't worried.
Can't you see kids kicking the crap out of each other on a lawn like this?
Mick, this house.
How about it?
It's really ours?
Sign and seal.
When did you do it?
Never you mind, young lady.
All the other houses look like ours, Mick.
It's a boom.
Well, today's prices, sure.
Building boom. Write down for my plan.
Think we'll know which one is ours?
Now we will. Just planted 2 rhododendrons. That one's Mickey, and that one's G.
Lining the walk.
You got the blackest hair.
Yeah. My family's got a ton of kids, too. Thousands, it seems, during Christmas.
Right?
Christmas madhouse. You'll meet them. Every holiday, they got them over. Screaming, doing stuff in their pants.
Oh, man.
Crawling all over. But being the youngest and all of my family and all, the pressure's off a bit. To have kids, the pressure's off. Which is great and all, because I'm intending to do things, and having kids right away can keep you from the world, so...
Yeah, but... kids.
Oh, kids, sure. But lots of things to do, plans. Not specific plans yet, just kind of... Well, I know there's things out there that are going to find me to do them is all, and I figure there's time. We got time.
Well, sure, but... kids.
Kids, sure, eventually... But I'm only 23, and I figure there's about 1 million things I could do, you know, excel at that should occur to me in the next 2 to 3 years. Well, 25 and I'll know. 2 to 3 years and I'll know.
Puts me at the time to know range.
But see, you know. You weld.
That's what I do.
You're a welder.
Plants right up the street.
But see, most guys your age, they're still doing...
what I was doing.
Right, they're having fun.
Drinking, ho-ho.
Yeah, they're drinking.
Ho-ho.
They're having fun.
They're sowing their
wine. They're not getting married so fast. Oh, it's just this feeling I got, and thinking about stuff like I do. Always, usually been right about them type feelings. Could possibly make speeches. My forensics teacher in high school said I have the ability to communicate with many people if I want to. And that would be a thing I'd like to think about wanting to do, because I'm real good at communicating. In a unique way and all. And I like a lot of people around me all the time, so to communicate with so many people by a speech or... right? Like something I'd write or build or paint would be the best thing ever. And women are getting a lot of options and taking charge and ways... Look at what she did with the White House, right?
Because she married a Catholic.
No. People are gonna surround me. Mm-hmm. Not too close, because I'm a little claustrophobic. Something I'm working on.
You got the blackest hair I've ever seen.
You keep saying.
Is that real?
Oh.
Because it's so black.
I
figure now that we're...
Oh, no!
You know, hitched. Not that it looks unreal. It's surreal looking. It looks almost fake.
No!
I don't mean that bad, like fake bad. I meant fake in a good way.
It's real.
Well, like fake in a real way. Because it's... it's pretty fake looking if it isn't real.
Yeah, no. Thanks.
Better finish moving in so we'll have some time before the train.
Trains all the time to the Poconos, Mick.
Yeah. Someday we'll go to Paris, France. Do it right. You coming?
No. No, thanks.
You're not coming in the house?
I like the porch.
Well, yeah, I like it too, but...
Only even known each other, what?
Huh?
Me and you, Mix, only been...
Known each other months.
Two months.
It's two whole months.
That's pretty long, ain't it?
There were two jam-packed months, young lady.
Maybe 2 months is okay when you're not old.
We're young.
Mick.
Hey, 2 months is fine.
No, it's just... G ain't my real name.
Huh?
Oh, they just call me G because it's a really quicker way and all to say Gina. Gina, G. That's silly. And not so Italian when you just say G.
More like French or something.
Yeah, well... Oh. Well, I thought it was sounding more... Huh.
Like Gigi. The movie we saw with the French people. You're always on about French things. That's what I thought it was from.
No, it's from my aunt. Her name's really Regina, really. Huh, I thought it was sounding more American. It sounds French?
Hmm?
Well, maybe you're the only person who thinks that. Do we have to take the express train? Because it just goes too fast for me. The local one stops at all those little towns, which is nice. All those little houses with those little lives going on inside.
Could always hop the bus.
No! Buses are for poor people.
That's what we are.
No, we aren't. We're on the porch, man.
Well, who's gonna see? We're the first on the block except the squirrels.
That's something that... We're pioneers.
Hmm.
Mick.
You're a Martian. What?
You can't say this, though, to anyone. And you gotta swear, because it's a particular thing I have about letting this be known.
I swear.
Which is something I don't want.
I'm swearing.
I dye my hair. It's all silver underneath. They called me names at home until I fixed it. Awful names. It was all silver, just like an old lady's. And I'm about the farthest thing from an old lady as I can get. Ain't I? As I feel just about like... Just about the farthest thing from an old lady as I can just about get.
Completely gray since I was 20, and proud of it, because something's got to give when you're running a household. Came over on that boat, two sisters dead, days on end. Got to this street, married Carrie, had the kids. First thing I did, didn't dye the hair back red.
Boy, oh boy.
Stocked up the basement. Got to keep a stocked basement, full of canned goods, greened beans, whatnot. Otherwise, you're asking for trouble, because we came over with nothing. Threw what we could into a little bag.
You know, Mayor, we...
Show G the bag.
It's just a little bag.
Come on, right next to the door.
Mayor keeps the bag by the door.
You never know when the roof's gonna fall down around your ankles. Then what you gonna do? If you don't got a bag to carry the necessities in, you got a whole lot of nothing. Bought this extra commemorative plate from the assassination. You want that, G?
Sure, thanks.
Shame, him being a Catholic and all.
So young to be a widow.
Well, we all got something to bear. Glad you finally brought her around.
Only been hitched 2 months.
Been meaning to get over since...
You know, colored folks love greened beans. What makes them stay so young-looking? That Harry Belafonte? He's 55. Don't look a day over 30.
Don't know there's any connection between that and string beans in a can, especially.
Molly, my oldest, had greened beans at her wedding. Huge wedding. Carrie, still alive, paid the whole thing. The hall, the flowers, lots of rice. Your parents didn't want a big wedding. Guess why you two did it at the city hall.
Mayor, Mickey and me wanted to...
Mayor, sit down.
We've been meaning to get over so we could all sit.
Chat, you know?
Mayor, Mickey's been putting shelves up in the...
A rec room, calling it?
So if there's ever kids around, they can wreck it up total and all.
Invited Molly and the whole lot of them over.
You've been taking your medicine, Mayor?
My radio says it may be a roadblock, a tree fell, some such thing.
Well, sure, this time Sunday and all, everyone out trying to see family, what have you.
It's a family day, and you being Mick's mother, we wanted to...
Could be some kind of an emergency situation, something.
Mayor, you remember Kid Minji?
You know, you get an ambulance jamming up traffic and it's just all over. And this is the season, telling you. Winter comes, old folks line up to pass on. Sirens keep me up nights. Don't read the obituary page. Just turn on my radio and listen to God.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?